Yes, we can start.
All right. So today we read from the Sanyutta Nikaya as usual. Sagatavagga. Sagatavagga. This is the third part called A Sword. This is verse 21 of the Sanyutta Nikaya. Verse 21. And I shall read. A sword. Atsavati. Standing to one side, that Devata recited this verse in the presence of the Blessed One. As if smitten by a sword, as if his head were on fire, a bhikkhu should wander mindfully to abandon sensual lust. And then the Blessed One replies, as if smitten by a sword, as if his head were on fire, a bhikkhu should wander mindfully to abandon identity view. That's the end of the verse.
Yeah. Can someone read in the single also, so that translation will be sharper? Because I feel this in this translation, something a little confused.
Yeah, it seems that...
Is the book?
Yes. Just a moment and... Tamalankara Saminwanse will be able to translate for us.
Otherwise, I can read it. I got the book.
Oh, we got it. Just one moment. Thank you for waiting, Bhante.
Yeah.
Swaminna Zavasarai.
Undai Kevan.
Dhammalankara Aishmadun. Sanyutta Nikaya Palamuna Putta. Satti Suttan. Savattin Ekamattan Titakosa Devata Bhagavato Santike Imangatang Abhasi. Satya via ovatto daihya manova
satya via ovatto
daihya manova mattake kamaragappa hanaya sato bhikkhu
kamaragappa hanaya
sato bhikkhu පරිබ්බ ජේති සවැත්නුවර එක්පසක සිටි ඒ දෙවිතමේ භාග්‍යවතුන් වහන්සේ සමීපෙහි මේ ගාථාව කිය. සතකින් පහර ලද්දකු මෙන්ද හිස් දැවෙන්නෙකු මෙන්ද මහණ තෙමේ කාමරාග ප්‍රහාණය පිණිස සිහි ඇතිව වෙසෙන්නේය. භගවා සත්‍යාවිය ඕමට්ටෝ ඩයමානෝව මත්තකේ සක්කාය දිට්ටි පහනාය සතෝ භික්කු පබ්බජේති භගවතු
පරිබ්බජේති පරිබ්බජේ
සතෝ බික්කු පරිබ්බජේති භගවතු සතකින් පහර ලද්දකු මෙන්ද හිස දැවෙන්නකු මෙන්ද මහණ තෙමේ සක්කාය දෘෂ්ටිය ප්‍රහාණය පිණිස සිහි ඇතිව විසින්නේය.
Thank you. So both the stanzas almost appear except one letter, one word. Satyavya omatto dayamano bhikkhave dayamano mattake kamaragappahanaya sato bhikkhu paribbaje. The devata is telling one must vehemently, vigilantly, diligently try to get rid of sensuous pleasure. And then the Buddha is refining the same as if you are hit by a sword or your turban is burning or your head is burning. More than that, you must try to get rid of your egotistic idea, your self aggrandization. So difference is understanding the kamaraga, that means sensuous pleasure, and how to get rid of it, or understand and see under your very nose your self aggrandization, boasting, I myself, or sakkaya ditti, to get rid of that. So therefore devata is addressing to the beginner, but the Buddha, taking this advantage, he is taking more advanced level. By getting rid of kamaraga, you are not completely dealt with the self-aggrandization or boosting, self-centered idea. So therefore, that is good. I mean, it's very difficult, very heavy step. You have to go forward. But still, you have the almost same self-centric thinking. I am the person successfully gotten rid of the sensuous pleasure or household life, and therefore others competitive with me are failed. They have disrobed. They have gone. I am not. Likewise, that self-boosting, self-proposing, and ideas can happen. Whenever that happens, his simple mindfulness is disturbed. His alignment with the primary object is disturbed because that elated ideas. But it is happening. Everyone is doing it. Nothing to worry, but you have to understand. And once that he was successful in understanding the changing over from the sensuous pleasure to the object, he must take a lot of time to not to promote your self-centric ideas. For that, a lot of noble friends must be there. You have to understand, yes, in the sensuous world, it is very rare, but in among the mendicants, there are many people can go to the object of meditation and do away with the nivaranas and practice this thing. So therefore, you are not extraordinary, you are ordinary. And when that happens only, the object going to start the dwindling it off. Become subtle and subtle and subtle. As far as he is in this aggrandization and boosting, he become backward or stagnating. So therefore, once that is normalized, you go. And there also, still he can be bragging, self-centric. I am in Rupa Jahana. I am in Arupa Jahana, so therefore I am more than the Rupa Jahana, and therefore I am in the subtle matter sphere. Just like Newtonian physics to Einstein physics. Newtonian physics is physics, the three-dimensional material. Once energy collapses into matter, Newton becomes very prominent. And Einstein or quantum physics try to understand before collapsing into matter, what was the form? It is just energy. And there is no self. So therefore, many people try to understand correctly the quantum physics, committed suicide. If they can't have a theory, they can claim as physicists. They commit suicide. So therefore, whenever such a thing happens, even the object, meditation object, everything so subtle, self is still intact. It is unhurt. So therefore, at that level, if he is thinking that main task is to get rid of the sensuous pleasure, it is already done. Nothing to talk about. But still, the challenge is existing. So the Buddha is taken to the ultimate goal and he says, take care about self-centered Sakkaya Ditthi. And whenever the kamaraga, that sensuous pleasure or material sphere, you are thoroughly engaged in meditation and dealing with nivaranas and everything. So, but when the object becomes very subtle and have not situation, there you can, by this sutta, can understand, still I am bragging, still I am conceited. I am with a self-centered idea. I am the person successfully gotten rid of this kamaraga, physical world or sensuous world. And I am the person managed to get the object of meditation and rupa jhana or rupa sphere. But not only that, now I am gotten rid of that too. So still, the self-centered idea or the Sakkaya Ditthi is intact. That's very difficult to talk about. Because that is what we take as the motivation. By motivating, now Buddha is asking that very motivation, itself become an impediment. So therefore, keep in your mind, when you are getting rid of household life, when you are done with materialistic world, and when you are ready to see it is waning off, dwindling it off, you have to understand, at least at that level, be aware how much I am self-aggrandization, how much I do, and teacher can't do it. Only a discussion can. Only the people expecting advices can be taught. Otherwise, he or she will get hurt, feeling that he is killing my personality, private and confidential. Myself is myself. I just wanted to refine myself, but not to getting rid of myself. Okay, it's okay, good for the beginning. But at the end, you have to throw away the basin together with the baby to the, so that is kind of a revolution, radical idea that is being presented. But doubt whether that can be well digested by a beginner. This is good for the successful beginners and people with the progressing idea how to set, how to have a mindset, how to have a prepared mind for this. Otherwise, your word, speech and word, verbal, physical and mentality indicate how much you are self-aggrandization. That is the art of teacher. Understanding, but not disturbing at the beginning. Let him run with that motivation. At the proper time happen, he caught this kind of a sutta. Why the Buddha is talking about this sakkayaditti? That is because that is the hidden curriculum in this syllabus. So teachers and the practice master trainers must understand in this game, what is the hidden curriculum? It is more than the open curriculum. So that is the task, is the thing aiming at. So therefore, we can at least understand it in the theoretical basis. Sometimes we can rationalize it and deductive, and deduce, and inferential understanding. And later, one day we have to realize it. That is the main purpose of this sutta. So that is what I thought of sharing and would like to open the discussion for the others' ideas also.
Thank you, Swamin Rahanse. I'd just like to check in whether there's anyone who has any comment on Zoom. All right, if there's no one to make any comment, I will go ahead. I just wanted to touch on one point you made, Swamin Rahanse, about noble friendship, Kalyanamitta, in regards to fulfilling the Buddha's exhortation to abandon identity view in this sutta. Just thinking to how we live here in the monastery, we follow the timetable, we have our meals, we do the communal work, the voluntary work, whenever possible. But that's just a small part of the day. And from, say, noon, and the rest of the day from noon, we are just left to ourselves to be mindful, to cultivate wholesome mental states, to cultivate higher mind states. And I think it is a great opportunity for us to be able to do that, just living a very ordinary, simple life. When we eat, we are doing nothing but eating. When we sweep, we do just nothing but sweeping. And so that helps to cultivate our mindfulness. And by that, we try our best to fulfill the Buddha's exhortation when he says, a bhikkhu should wander mindfully to abandon identity view. Although when we, you know, interact with each other here, with our companions, they kind of reinforce our self of identity, because when we are talking with someone, sometimes you're not always mindful. So we have this idea at the back of our head that I am talking or I am eating. There's always this lingering sense of I, this sense of a me or a mine, anything that comes into this sphere of I, it becomes mine. And so that is a bit difficult to see through. But then again, the advantage is for the most part of the day, we are left to ourselves to contemplate the Dhamma and to take advantage of this opportunity to be mindful step by step, moment after moment, slowly, mindfully, silently. So I also wanted to share that in regards to this sutta.
Yeah, with that, with respect to that, what you highlighted, good companionship is indispensable endowment. We are very, very lucky because we are in the Buddha dispensation and there are a lot of other people honestly trying. But if we won't get together, that's no momentum. Other way, if it is not so with that proper mindset, world full of fools in our family life. They are auspicious sutta, Mahamangala Sutta, Buddha says, Asevanacha Balan. There you must be studying. Even though you are mingling with, associating with this society at large, you must understand how to select the gem among sands and the mud. And you can't have gems without mud and sand. But selecting a gem is a skillful job. So that is what we call vitakka and vichara. You must advert your mind, basically not to the mud and the sand. You must select. So otherwise, just be. Therefore, this companionship is contagious. If you are living in people with sakkāyaditti pahānāya, you generally generate this idea. So that becomes the norm. But whatever the mind you made up, but still you are living with fools, they are talking about everything of the kāmarāga pahāna or whatever may be, ultimately you are deteriorating. Of course, there is no such a deterioration, but your mindset, you will contemplate thinking what is the hell that what is happening. So this is what doing. So sometimes without knowing, you will get caught into that flood. In that sense, we have done a great job. We somehow or the other, even though the life is sweeping only for the sweeping, eating only for the eating, it is not very hilarious, dramatic thing, we are doing it. That each and every moment is appreciable. And I hope even non-meditators understand it. That's why they bring foods. That's why they bring robes. And that's why they bring building material and the building construction fund, money, and medicine. Don't think even they are not engaged in meditation, even we call society at large and fools, they have that sensitivity. And when we were the lay people, we had that sensitivity. That's why we filtered and came up to this level. And that you must, each and every moment, you must appreciate it. This is not self-aggrandization. It's not self-centered thinking. In that sense, you have to understand, no one help me unless myself directed this way. I am not denying others. But all others are materialistic. But the decision to jump into the water, there is no single companion with us. So therefore, we have to understand that, and protecting that is only by doing nothing. Only by non-judgmental way, we are progressing. It never which never returns. Of course, exactly non-returnable thing is after the Sotapanna. But here, you can understand, therefore, the Buddha says, whatever the senses, Saddha, Vidya, Sati, Samadhi, Panya, there are highest arahantship and lot of other levels, and according to your investment, but never at lost. Even they are hibernate for the moment, they will come in the time, necessary time. Likewise, good friends also, even though they are not hugging you and kissing you, they are there. Not only the human world, all the worlds. So we have to be welcome this idea, and you must try to be in the herd, be in the group, and that you have the 100% choice, 100% energy, power. No one is deciding. You are the bloody fellow selecting the team. You are the fellow selecting the teacher. You are the fellow selecting the meditation center. And that was quite independent one. That's quite humanistic. We must keep it. Even for the beginner, we must give the choice to him. Therefore, we are not developing the teaching skills. We are developing learning skills. As we, how we motivated and went there, and don't think in your terms, but be a beginner and share with others without self-aggrandization. That is the most negative thing in the present day education. Education is always this self-centered idea, and very they become very arrogant, conceited, and a lot of suicidal situations. They can't think about the normal depression. They can't think about the normal anxiety. But they think that must not be there. Because I am such a person, I must not have normal day-to-day depressions and anxiety. So ultimately, they quickly decide. But the yogi, he knows life is suffering. Even you become a meditative monk, forest monk, and a very learned monk. Even you are successful in meditation and the jhanas and kind of thing, you must understand the depressions are there. That is the life. But don't let it to be up to the trauma level, and then only the Western psychology and every other secondary parts are necessary. So therefore, not only getting rid of sensuous pleasure, one has to understand to have the mindset to get rid of this sakkaya ditthi, and for that, good friends, your rational understanding, your past karma, and this life experience. These things must be there. They are given data. You can't change. Only little you can change. So therefore, we are lucky enough by past merits, and lucky enough by having such good Kalyanamittas, lucky enough, you have selected the path almost. So, be on the ball. And keep up. We have to cheer up. That's all I thought of sharing with your presentation.
Thank you very much, Swami Nohansi. I have a question about this line that says, as if his head were on fire. Throughout the canon, the Tipitaka, we hear the Buddha trying to exhort the bhikkhus, saying, do it quickly or else you will regret it. Do it with a lot of, you know, energy, so that when the time comes to die, you will not feel any remorse. So my question is, how are we to take this instruction? Should we always make sure that we have just a little bit of fear in us to push us so that we never abandon mindfulness, so that we are always heedful and not heedless. Are we supposed to take this instruction as something that we are supposed to have this little bit of fear so that we are always mindful?
That is called Sangvega, and therefore always you must have just like on a landmine. You have to understand the sword man is just behind you. When you become unmindful, it will whack you. And your head turban is burning. So you know. So likewise, because our sensuous pleasure is making excuses, telling that just postpone today, I can do it tomorrow. And as you mentioned, the death is the ultimatum thing deciding. We have to understand, being specifically in mindfulness, we are momentary death is there. So therefore, don't wait this conventional death to happen. Momentary death, when you are seeing this urgency, that Sangvega urge is naturally happening. It is like a dynamo is running and the battery is charged when the car is running. If you keep it in the garage and not running, the deterioration starts immediately. So therefore, running car, easy to have self-starter. But if you are keeping long time station, you have to push start. So that is how it has been explained by Seado. And therefore, those who are beyond the ball, they burn little fuel. But though I with the chameleon yogis, running little and just thinking up and down head and considering, and then again another shot, and again go and sleep. So likewise, we have done enough in our sansara. The Sangvega arises, don't play fool in this very life. Because you remember instinctively, that we have taken such chances because Mara, or the evil one, is always ready to take a chance. And in the first 10 years, second 10 years, third 10 years, fourth 10 years, we have different objectives. There is no one 10 year for meditation. Always we have then and there agenda, and given by parents and by responsibilities, 24 hours not enough for a day. So therefore you have to push it through, just like a pig is being driven into the log to split it off, but to just fix it. And then you have to tap little by little, and going once it is well driven only, you hit with the sledgehammer. Till that you are just hitting with the small hammers to get it fixed. I believe almost all the people participating for the moment have already started the pick. Now you have to, in Sinhala we call kasapata ganna gatta, kakul deka add karagatta, area thiyala me pulu gediyen, you take a full breath and hit with the sledgehammer to split it. But don't do it when you are kindling it, when you are driving first. You have to do it slowly, slowly. That we have done. So this stanza is not for the people not started yet or the beginners. So those who have done it, enough is enough. Don't play fool. Don't come out with explanations, excuses. So this whole world is nothing but reason. Doing all the bloody things and give super explanation after that. And that is what we call politics. We can't play politics with Mara and Kilesas. So you have to take drastic decision to whack the fellow. It is little samurai-like. It is like regimentation-like. It's an art. So one day you will learn. And there you find very difficult and isolated because there's no one to learn. You are only after learning, so you have kind of an urge. How can I tell my child? Or how to share it with others? It's like a pregnant woman. Somehow she has to part with it when the baby is ready. It's a painful, utterly painful. Then only she becomes a mother. Otherwise, Jesus is a woman. So likewise, I hope pregnant. So therefore, we have to wait for that parturation happen, but don't try beforehand, and the time will come. And there, everything must be closed, be on the ball, and be on the boat. Strike. No try. Strike. No try. Try is wastage of trying and not directed, but striving is directed last shot. The straw breaking the camel's back. That is the way we can put it in a poetic way. That's all I can share. And today also we have a team in Kathakaliya. So therefore I have to take time. If anyone is having some ideas, thoughts, welcome. We have about 5 minutes.
Avasarai Bante, there's one question came from the chat. Let me speak about that. Thiruvan Sarnai, self-identity or Sakkaya Ditti, self-feeling as a foremost fetter in the process. Also, as heard down the line, Bakken talks about mana or conceit. They appear to be very subtle, different. Kindly request for the clarification difference between self and conceit, much merits. That's all.
Conceit is my mental concomitant, Chetasika. And Sakkaya Ditti come under the Ditti. That is coming under the wisdom. So therefore both are there in the classroom. Who is the monitor? If it is Ditti or Sakkaya Ditti or lack of Sakkaya Ditti, that's the wisdom part. Conceit, helpful to Sakkaya Ditti to maintain. Conceit, you have superiority complex, inferiority complex, and the middle. So all this is promoting Sakkaya Ditti. Only exception is committing suicide. That's not helpful. But doing due to the Sakkaya Ditti, this is called death instinct. It's also a human right. One has its option. So therefore, you have to understand both available in your mind, who become the class monitor. And understanding separately, I have not given fully elucidation completely. This is the way we learn it in a theoretical way. So therefore, if the wisdom is taken forward together with mindfulness, you get a frictionless path. You are in comfort zone already, almost like enlightened being. But if you take self-aggrandization with the mindfulness, that is called artificial intelligence. Very dangerous. No fear, moral shame and the moral fear. And you are superimposed, super power. But you are a monkey. You have a very sharp instrument in your hand. That is the difference between the mindfulness with the conceit and the mindfulness with wisdom. Wisdom. I hope it's a little helpful for you to understand your question.
All right.
Okay, no questions. We are going to sum up this discussion.
Right. Avasarai Bante. We will close the session now. May all our relatives and all beings benefit from the teaching from today. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and the dispensation of the Buddha for a long time. And may the Dhamma that has been planted in our hearts grow, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite you to join in the recitation of the Pali verses for the sharing of merits.